It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sepp. We're at a new morning low of 24 off yesterday's high of 46, but we're looking for a high today of 58, so watch for the warm-up under sunny skies and winds gusting close to 30 miles an hour. Even though we got some rain over the weekend, not enough to eliminate the danger of burning in these conditions. So fire companies are encouraging us to encourage you to avoid burning until we can get a little more rain on the ground. We'll double check the forecast for you at the close of our look at news. Well, all thoughts turn to the Neoga community. The storm that struck Neoga just after midnight Saturday morning, 12:04 a.m., according to Neoga Superintendent Kevin Harmon, has led to the cancellation of classes in the Neoga Unit 3 district for this week of March 17th through the 21st. More than 100 members of the Neoga community gathered in the Neoga Community Center Sunday evening to hear from Kevin and others about the situation and the planned response. Both the elementary and the junior-senior high school buildings were damaged, with much more damage done to the junior-senior high school building. Harmon reminded those in attendance of earlier tough times for the Neoga district and how the district rebounded. Harmon said nearly 10 years ago this district suffered through some of the toughest times in our school's history, and we rebounded and thrived. Our recovery from this event will be no different. We will recover and we will thrive. As a district, we remain steadfast in our commitment to ensuring the safety of our students and staff and restoring normalcy as soon as possible. Thank you for your unwavering support and trust in us. Those earlier tough times, you might remember, were financial and led to discussions of the future of the district. The district has recovered well. And the response to the storms has been quick. An insurance adjuster, the district architect, and a structural engineer are already at work. Emergency roofing and construction crews, along with water mitigation, are addressing immediate reports. Harmon discussed the one item to be addressed during the coming week will include development of a long-range plan for student instruction. The storm did the most significant damage to the gym, ag area, and greenhouse, shop, and science labs. And there are photos from the Facebook page for the Neoga District that Kevin Harmon said, please go ahead and use these. And so they're up on our local news page at 97.9xfm.com and kjcountry.com. There's also information up on our Facebook page. We talked with Kevin Harmon after last night's meeting, and he talked about the areas of damage that are still being investigated.
These are going to be just very general, elementary, a roof. Lots of punctures from debris damage that came across from our junior-senior high. So that's a biggie. Those have been all at this point mitigated. No leaks that we know of right now. And then the next area is our entryway. It was a significant portion of it was just kind of blown back. We believe like we're going to be able to tear it down and very quickly build a more temporary emergency egress for that. So won't be an entry anymore at this for temporarily. It'll be more of emergency egress, especially if we're going to add more students to that building. And then our gym wall, be our west gym wall, had some damage, but we feel like we're going to be able to get it patched up in a week. So there are a few other things, a few windows, whether cracked or busted. Those shouldn't be a problem to get taken care of. So that building fared much better than the junior-senior high schools. Now, the junior-senior high, our ag shop, our metal fabrication part of our junior-senior high, the ag shop, the roof was completely torn off, all the way from the decking to the roof. I mean, you just look up and you see sky. Then the wood shop, is the membrane is gone, but the decking is still partially there. So that's in the southern half. Of that building, a part of our south gym, a corner of it, was completely torn off. The membrane was completely torn off of it, and there was a small corner that the roof decking was taken off too. So that's all been covered up and right now mitigated, not leaking currently at this time. We had some more, many hundreds of puncture you know, damage throughout the whole building. Our junior high wing, we think that part of other pieces of roof came on top of it, also with pulling on it as well. So that is the, and that's right down the middle of it. That is, structural integrity of that is bad. So that is not going to be able to be reoccupied right now at this time in its current state. So that is our, again, we house sixth, seventh, and eighth graders there. And then just other punctures, small and a little bit more major throughout, you know, that northern section of that. But we feel right now that we can get them fixed in a week. And it's going to be a temporary fix. So, you know, the way we discussed it today, you know, phase one's the mitigation. We believe we're probably done with that at this point, you know, already within the first 42 hours. And we're moving to stage two, and that is temporary fix, you know, to get us through the next, you know, 9 weeks. And then stage three, which is going to be by far the longest one, is, you know, complete restoration the way that it was previously. So whether that's keeping the structures that we have, or it's a tear down of partial things and the rebuilding of others. So, and that's more, when I talk about that part, that's more at the junior senior high than it is at the elementary. So yeah. Don't think there's anything in the elementary that we're going to have to tear down and rebuild. I think it's just going to be, you know, fixing.
So. Okay. You and I just talked, what, a month or two ago about all the great things that had happened and new flooring, and now flooring's messed up.
I mean, gosh. It's, you know, community members, I talked to a few community members, and, you know, they were sharing the disappointment too. Not at any one person. This is, nobody can control this. But that's exactly what they were saying was, you know, we've really done some, a lot of good things with our facilities. We've obviously had the financial means to do so, got our district in a position to do that, really starting to see things that are visually impactful for kids, parents, and families, and, you know, this happens. So as I stated in the meeting, you know, we went through some tough times 10 years ago. We rebounded and we thrived. You know, we are thriving. It's going to happen again. This situation's no different. We're going to rebound and we're going to thrive after it. So it's going to take a little time to get there, but we're going to get there.
It's Neoga Superintendent Kevin Harmon. That's right after last night's meeting. By the way, the board did authorize the emergency repairs at that special meeting last night. That was essentially the only action taken. And again, they did call off school for this week. So emergency days, these 5 days that are going to be off this week, today through Friday, will be tacked on to the end of the school year. So it'll be later in June before the year ends for the school district. So we'll keep you up to date on all of that. And the hope is that they'll have enough space ready to go a week from today, that the school year will resume. Student attendance, current plan to house grades pre-K through 8 at the elementary building, grades 6 to 8 in various locations, library, stage space, gym, maybe combining elementary sections into one classroom to create additional space with team teaching a possibility. As to the high school, there are plans to reoccupy the North High School space with the community center as a backup option. That's the old Neoga Elementary School, where the meeting was held last night, and to approach local churches as to what was termed a backup to the backup. By the way, I want to mention, I heard that Lakeland College had offered space since Lakeland's close jaunt from Neoga, but Kevin said the decision was to keep the kids together at Neoga. So we'll keep you up to date as things progress. Again, thankfully, nobody got hurt. A lot of photos up on the website from Neoga. Three tornadoes, that's the preliminary finding now from the Weather Service. One EF2 that started south of Neoga and ended a couple miles south of the Charleston-Mattoon Airport. And two EF1 tornadoes, one that was short, located roughly 3 miles north of Mattoon, and the other in Paris. Paris had a lot of damage from the storms Friday night, Saturday morning as well. By the way, local state representative Brad Halbrook toured the area over the weekend to update himself on the situation, and they're going to work at the state level to see what assistance can be offered Neoga. And we, again, will be sure to keep you up to date. Quick couple of other items. A lot of meetings in the area scheduled today and tonight. The Effingham County Board will meet at 4 o'clock today. That'll be at the County Office Building in the third floor board meeting room. Additionally, they are going to have a meeting of the Effingham Public Library Board. That'll be at 6 this evening in the Luttrell Meeting Room. The Dietrich Village Board meets tonight at 6:30 at Dietrich Village Hall. The Totopolis School Board meets this evening at 6 o'clock in their unit office conference room. The Brownstown School Board meets tonight at 5:30. That'll be in their distance learning lab. The St. Elmo School Board meets tonight at 7:30 at their unit offices. And two of the committees of the Effingham Unit 40 School Board meet. The HR and Athletics Committee will meet at 5, and the Facility and Transportation Committee will meet at 6, both of those meetings at the unit offices on South Banker. And congratulations to Mel Stock. He was the winner of the golf cart, the winner of the golf cart raffle as part of the St. Pat's Bash to benefit Sacred Heart School over the weekend. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
Red or green, the question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103 or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. How can we help you? We really mean it. We stock over 300 vehicles to shop from. Three buildings on one site to service your vehicle quickly. From oil change to new tires or major repairs such as engine or transmission replacement. Also, if your vehicle's dirty or just needs a coat of wax, attention to detail is on site and willing to work with your schedule for full or partial details, including spray and bed liners. Again, Northside Ford is here to help. Just tell us how and when. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Curb Records recording artist Dylan Scott will be the headliner at the Effingham County Fair Friday, August 1st. Scott is a multi-platinum singer with number one hits including My Girl, Nobody, New Truck, Can't Have Mine, and a top five hit, Hooked.
I'm hooked.
Is local high-energy country music duo Jake and Michaela. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at EffinghamCountyFair.com.
A look at deaths on this Monday. Emma Jean Coolman Austin, 88, of Effingham, but with ties to the Edgewood community, died this past Tuesday, the 11th. A graveside service for Emma Jean Coolman Austin will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Edgewood Cemetery and Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Is assisting. Todd Norman Lubke, native of the Altamont community, but with a wide and varied career in education in many locales across the world, died on Saturday at his home in Altamont. Graveside services for Todd Lubke will be this Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, and that'll be at Arbor Crest Memorial Park, west of Effingham. Funeral services will be at 11 o'clock Wednesday morning. That'll be at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont. There will be a visitation from 5 to 7 Tuesday night at Gieskeen Funeral Home in Altamont and from 8 to 9 on Wednesday morning. From 10 to 11 Wednesday morning, that hour's visitation at Emmanuel Church just ahead of the service. Again, Gieskeen Funeral Home in Altamont is assisting. Harry Eugene, or Buck Pettigrew, 89, of Wheeler, died early Friday morning. A visitation for family and friends of Eugene, or Harry Eugene Buck Pettigrew, will be Tuesday night. That'll be from 5 to 7 at Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich. Graveside services with a flag presentation are planned Wednesday at 1 o'clock. That'll be at the Prairie View Cemetery in Champaign. Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich is assisting. Elizabeth Louise or Betty Oakes, 93, of Newton, died last Thursday evening. Funeral services for Betty Oakes will be this Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, and that will be at the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in St. Marie. There will be a visitation time at the church from 9 to 10:30 Thursday morning, and Meyer Funeral Home is assisting. Clara Marie Brown, 73, of Watson, died this past Wednesday. A celebration of life for Clara Brown is planned this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Watson Baptist Church in Watson. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 Friday evening at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Beverly Booty, 88, of Alney, died on this past Wednesday the 12th. She is a native of Effingham County. Funeral services for Beverly Booty will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock. That'll be at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alney, and there is an hour's visitation at the church from 10 to 11 this morning. And Kistler Patterson Funeral Home in Alney is assisting. Ella Arlene Evans, 77, of Cowden, died on Friday. Funeral services for Arlene Evans will be Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning at 11 at First Christian Church in Cowden. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 Tuesday morning at the church. And Lockhart Green Funeral Home in Cowden is assisting. Funeral services for 77-year-old Gregory Hobby of Effingham will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Gregory Hobby, will be from 10 to 11 this morning. Funeral services for Carl Busher, 90, of Effingham, will be Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Visitation for Carl Busher will be from 5 to 7 this evening at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Here's a look at our forecast. Today's sunny skies. I know we're at 24 degrees, but we're looking for a high today of 58. Winds from the light south-southeast variety. They're going to shift to the south at 10 to 15 miles an hour this morning, and winds could gust close to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, then, mostly clear skies, a low of 45, and wind gust up to 25 from the south. And then Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high of 74, and winds gusting close to 35 miles an hour. Showers a possibility Wednesday and Wednesday night, and then the temperature is going to drop again. It's going to be an interesting week, so we're going to do our best to keep you up to date. Right now, at a morning low of 24. That's off yesterday's high of 46, but again, looking for a high today of 58. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.